It's Wisecracking with Winter.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a day that ends in Y, and it's time for Emma
Wisecracking with Winter.
That's right. Now it's good to be back. It's great to be back.
Yeah.
How have y'all been out there in the old pandemic? A lot of cities are loosening up the old laws and letting people roam around and infect people. So that's pretty great, right, Emma?
Yeah, it's great to infect other people.
It's good to go out and have your own way because you're a baby.
Oh,
and you can't stand being at home, and just go out there and infect the populace.
Yeah.
Because we got to get America back on its feet, and let's get earning, right, Emma?
Yeah.
Everybody back out there. Let's make some more money. Who cares if a lot of old people die, right, Emma?
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, nobody cares. Let's just make some money because people are bored.
We care.
We do care.
Yep, we do.
Over here at Wisecracking with Winter.
In the funhouse, we care.
Emma, your school year got canceled.
Yeah.
Canceled due to COVID-19, and you are just now sitting at home doing school from home.
Yeah.
How is school from home going for you?
It sucks. It's terrible. I would not put that on anyone, ever.
Well, what's it like?
It's like torture. You have to sit. Okay. Everyone's like, it's not so bad. You know, you're sitting in your house. You're doing work in your pajamas. You're doing it. You're doing your work whenever you want it, right? That's not the case, okay? That's not the case.
What is the case?
The case is, for me, I need to get my work done by 12 or I start getting anxiety for some reason, okay? So I'm sitting down.
Why 12 o'clock? Why is that the magic number?
Because I don't like working past then. I don't know why. It just gives me anxiety because like the day's passing away and I'm still doing this work.
What time do you start?
Roughly around 9:30 or 10:00.
So you're looking at a 2-hour day.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it seems short, but I can't focus for very long. Ever.
So a 2.5-hour school day, that's ideal for you.
Yes.
And if you're not done by noon, then you're starting to waste time at 12 o'clock in 1 second. You're starting to panic?
Yeah.
Which explains today why at 5 o'clock you were still working on homework. You didn't look that panicked to me.
I don't know. I just didn't do anything today.
There. Now the truth is out.
I did like 2 classes this morning and I was done.
What were the 2 classes you did?
That was a long time ago. I think it was like algebra and English. There, algebra and English.
Yeah.
Of those 2 subjects, which ones are your favorites?
Out of the 2 I just said?
Yeah.
Neither.
You don't like either.
No. Yeah. They both are just, no. They should be canceled. They should be out. They should be gone. They should not exist.
So you don't think you need English or math?
You need math, obviously. I just don't enjoy it.
What kind of math are you doing now in 8th grade?
They call it algebra. So, like, we're doing
algebra. What's that all about?
I don't know. Like, exponents and stuff? I don't know.
I don't think I did algebra until my freshman year of high school, and I slept through most of that.
Yeah.
Well, this is how it goes. In 6th grade, you do math 6, and then you go, you jump to the junior high, and you do pre-algebra in 7th grade. Then 8th grade, you do algebra. And then 9th grade, you do geometry. And then 10th grade, you do algebra again.
I don't think I ever made it to geometry.
It's BS.
Big G doesn't think you even need it.
You never made it to the shape class?
No.
No, I did not.
Are you serious?
No, I think I got to algebra 2.
Yeah, that's
and then it was
our
wrap.
10th grade.
Yeah. And then I don't think I had to take math after that.
Well, it depends on if you get done with it before your senior year. Then you don't have to do it for the rest of the year.
So you don't have to do math your entire high school career?
No.
Just like 1 year of high school or 2 years of high school?
Well, okay. Well, I'm kind of SOL because I'm not very good in math. So the people that are in geometry right now are the ones that are going to be done by sophomore year and don't have to worry about it for junior and senior year. But I'm the one that has to go through it through all 4 years because I'm not excelled in that subject.
No.
Is that something you want to do?
No. I would be too stressed. I'm stressed with regular math.
Sorry, COVID. You know how it goes.
Allergies, you know how it goes.
Allergies? Why is it every time people sneeze, it's got to be something? It just can't be dust. Does it got to be an allergy? Does it have to be cold?
Well, it's allergy season. What do you mean?
When is it not allergy season?
Over winter time.
That's it?
And fall.
And then that's cold and flu season.
Yeah.
So there is no season all year where you're not sneezing.
Summer, there's not really anything.
That's allergy season.
No, it's spring because the pollen's out again.
And then summer's 3 months. So 3 months out of the year, there's no colds. There's no flu. Well, there's COVID-19. That's still sticking around. And there's no allergies in, what, June, July, and August?
Not that I experienced.
Those are the three magic months.
Yep. Huh. That I experienced. I don't know about anybody else down in their basements. I don't know.
Did you ever know any kids that were homeschooled
before
the COVID-19 thing hit?
Yeah.
And those were always the weird kids.
No.
Right? Those are the kids where mom made their clothes.
No.
Right?
No.
Yeah, mom made everything from scratch. Mom made pencils
from
scratch.
You know the two homeschooled kids, and you know they're not like that.
Homeschool kids are always a little weird. They're eating oatmeal for dinner.
Not them.
Yeah.
One of them's a druggie.
Well, okay, I know who you're talking about, and they're a juvenile, so I'm not going to talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
But just like your average homeschool kid is usually wearing the handmade shoes.
No, because the our parents don't teach us anymore. We can do it online. We don't need our mommies to sing us the ABCs.
Right. Well, say like before Apple's iPads came out.
There were still laptop computers that we could do it on.
Okay, before laptop computers came out. And there was just desktop computers.
You could still do school on that then.
Right, but most of it, you know, was taught by mom, and mom always wears a long dress.
I wasn't there back then, so I got no idea.
I don't even know where I'm going. I think it's mostly Mormons that did the homeschooling.
I don't know.
Or like really Christian people. That didn't want the devil.
That didn't want to sit in the same classroom with every grade in high school?
With the devil. Because the devil sits in public school, right?
Yeah.
But the homeschool kids were always weird because they didn't play sports, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Homeschool kid didn't play sports. Homeschool kid, like his only friends were his siblings or his pet.
His pet rock.
Right, or maybe there's like some neighborhood kids on the block. But they don't really hang out with homeschool kid because homeschool kid is weird. Homeschool kid doesn't get on the bus.
All the homeschool kids are getting triggered right now.
Homeschool kid doesn't go out and get vaccinations.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, homeschool kid doesn't get the, you know, smallpox vaccination or the mumps because homeschool kid's parents don't believe in it. They think that's the work of the devil and it's going to cause them autism, you know, which we all know vaccinations do not cause autism.
No, they don't. You're born with that.
Born with it.
Mm-hmm.
Born that way. Like Lady Gaga, right?
I didn't even know what you were saying at first.
Yeah. So what now? You're one of the weird homeschool kids.
No, I'm not. Shut up. No, I'm not. I wear normal clothes and normal pants and normal shoes.
Yeah. Okay. How much effort do you put into it when you get up in the morning to like look your utmost?
No effort unless I'm going to your house or I'm hanging out with somebody.
Okay.
Which hasn't happened in months.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the effort. So your homeschool kid that gets up doesn't take a shower. Just homeschool kids wearing like sweatpants all day.
Yeah.
You're a homeschool kid.
No, I'm not.
Don't hang out with any other kids.
I don't even know what is so funny about homeschooled kids.
I don't know. I'm being mean. I don't know. It's just when I was growing up, there was always a, you know what a stigma is?
No.
Just like a rep attached with homeschool kid. Like they always smelt like soup.
What?
Homeschool kid.
I understand who the homeschooled kid is. I'm just not understanding why they smell like soup.
Because mom's always making like a big pot of soup to feed the kids for lunch and dinner. You know, after that.
Okay,
it's like
when
Bible,
are we getting off this topic?
It's like Bible study time. You're not homeschool kid, you know, like from my era.
No,
I'm you're not. Like new generation, generation. What's your generation? Z, right?
X. I'm either X or Z. I looked it up a long time ago. Like
right. Well,
ago.
Your generation's like the new generation of homeschool kid.
We had no choice.
You did have no choice.
Some and of us had a choice.
Now that you've become homeschool kid, do you like being homeschool kid?
No, I don't at all.
So if you had the option of continuing your career as homeschool kid. Or going back to regular school.
Going back to school. Going back to school.
Back to school, no question about it?
No question. No matter how much I hated it and wanted to call in sick, I'd much rather go back to that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we went over that.
Yeah, we sure did.
Hey, do you want to talk a minute about Paul Lambie over there at Carpenter Really? What's
sure.
he been up to lately? What's going on over there?
Spending time with his cats in quarantine. No hate towards your cats, Paul. But it's kind of your memo over here. Cats with Paul.
Do you want some mood music to do your entire Paul Lambie Carpenter Realty commercial?
I don't know it that well.
Hold on a second. Okay, Emma, I think I got something for you. Let's hear that Paul Lambie Carpenter Realty commercial. Come on, let me hear it.
You want to buy a house. You don't know where. Go to Indianapolis and catch Paul Lambie over at Carpenter Realty. That's right, Paul Lambie at Carpenter Realty.
Why should they be buying a house in that crazy cuckoo town in Indianapolis, Emma?
They can get it sold by Paul Lambie.
Why? Are the houses cheap there, like $10?
Hell yeah.
So if you got, like, basically no jingle jangle in your pocket, you could walk into Indianapolis and just start on over for, like, literally, like, 95 cents.
Literally, 95 cents.
How's the COVID situation looking there, Emma, in Indianapolis?
It's real high, but the houses are cheap.
Houses are cheap. You might get sick and die, but you get your house for like $3,000, cats and kittens. So head on over to Indianapolis. Do the hustle on over to Paul Lambie's office and buy that house, right, Emma?
All you cool cats and kittens.
Buy a house. Buy a house. Something you can afford. Find Paul Lambie. He's on the corner smoking a cigarette waiting for you to walk in.
With a big afro.
Yes. Okay, I don't even know what that was.
Yeah, me neither. I was just told to do a commercial, so.
Well, you did a great job.
Gracias.
Hey, if you're looking for a DJ, Evolve Entertainment is the way to go.
Yeah.
You can find them on Facebook. That's Evolve Entertainment. Book a DJ, book any kind of talent you're looking for your hopefully upcoming wedding reception. You know, you need a balloon artist, you need a caterer, you need a DJ, you need an officiant, maybe a masseuse, traveling masseuse to work people over outside in the front while you're taking your pictures. I don't know.
What do I know?
What does he know?
Whatever you're into, you know, Evolve Entertainment has got you. So,
got you.
Do that. Emma.
Yep.
People's lives are way out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
Yep.
You know?
I know.
So, here are some steps. Now, you can tell me if you agree or disagree with these.
All right.
18 no-nonsense tips to get your life back on track.
Okay.
For you, it's quit being homeschool kid and smelling like soup.
Shut up. You live in the fun house.
That's true. You don't smell like soup. That's just a joke.
Yeah, I realize that.
Okay, step number one.
Okay.
Stop complaining about every little thing that happens to you.
Agree.
Like a negative thing.
Agree.
Get your shit together and stop complaining about everything. You know there's people that complain about everything?
That can be me sometimes.
Okay, and you go out to eat, and there's that one person that complains about everything on their plate.
Oh, my God.
Do we know that person?
We know that person.
And then they want money back at the end of the meal, even though the meal was fine, but they still want their money back because their corn was a little cold. Don't be that person. Stop complaining about everything, right, Em?
Right.
That's right. Step number two, start being productive. Oh, I'm sorry. Strike that. Start being proactive in your approach to life. Do you know what that means? Because things are opening up and it's time to get in the game.
Yeah, I agree. You should go bowling. Start a career with that.
People sit around and they wait for good things to happen to them.
Yeah.
Go out and make those good things happen, right, Em?
Yeah.
That's right. Go out and get that 300 at the bowling alley once one opens.
Nowhere near, but you know, I'll get it there someday.
Get on out there and get that new car. Get that new house in Indianapolis with all
cat stains.
With all that pocket change you found the cushions of your couch, you know?
Yep.
Step three. This step two is awfully long. Step three, set some goals for crying out loud. Set some goals in your life.
Yes, I agree. God, this person really knows what's up.
Like if you're sitting at home right now and you got furloughed from your job, furloughed is like let go indefinitely.
Yeah.
You know, start setting some goals about where you want to work.
Make something of yourself.
Make something of yourself. Get a podcast done in your dad's basement.
Good plan.
You can get that
done.
You
succeeded that goal.
I got that goal done, didn't I?
You did.
Did I not turn this into the fun house down here?
It is. It was a really upside down hole when he moved in. And now it sure is the fun house down here. I'd actually like it down here now. I'm not scared of rats.
An upside down hole.
Yeah. If you guys came to the fun house, like I love my grandpa and I and all, but his basement was scary. Okay. There was old TVs, like yellow couches full of like rat poop or whatever. My dad and his roommate at the time flipped this thing right over and it looks great. So
yeah. That was a
props
goal.
Props to you.
Thank you. That was a goal we set, and we achieved it.
He did. He redid the attic, too.
The second floor?
No, it's the attic. The second floor is the living room. It's just the third floor.
No, that's, like, the main floor.
Fine. The first, the top, very top.
I know what you, the people, they're putting it together. Let's move on to the next step. Set your goals in writing. So write it all down. You got a yellow legal pad at home?
Disagree with that.
You disagree with putting your goals in writing.
Put it in your phone, because what if you lose or the paper gets wet, then they're gone, and then you're just like, oh, no, I lost my goals. I don't have to achieve them anymore.
You still have to achieve them.
But yeah, but if you're a dummy and you forget what they are, then you got to put it in your phone. I think it's better to put it in your phone.
If you're Generation Z, X,
generation
like Emma,
me.
Like Emma, put it in your phone.
14-year-olds.
Get your stuff organized, for God's sakes. That's step number four. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that.
How do you? What's a good first step? How about just organizing your bedroom?
Well, whenever I feel good when everything's in order, because then I can move on to something different. You know, like if my room's a big mess and I make my bed or I clean up my clothes and everything just feels put together, then I can move on to something else. So I think they should organize.
Start small. Find one spot in your home, in your apartment, wherever you call home, and organize that one room. Set a small goal, organize a small room, and then move out from there.
Yeah.
What else? Give everything a home when you're organizing. A lot of people have clutter laying all around.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
the
sign of a disorganized mind. Right, Emma?
Right.
Get your clutter picked up! And put away.
Get a storage unit or something. Like you don't need them laying.
You don't even need a storage unit. Throw it away. You don't need it. If you pick it up and it's something that you haven't used in years and you can't even think of a reason why you'd use it, throw it in the garbage.
Yeah, well, just get rid of it. Sentimental things or something.
Yes, people hold on to things because they're afraid they'll forget about it. You know what? Your brain
remembers
a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of memories up in your brain. You don't need some old piece of tchotchke. Tchotchke would be like a little statue or, you know, dust collectors.
Yeah,
Throw them away.
Don't keep those. Don't keep bottle caps. Those are, unless they're from like 800s, then yeah, go right ahead. But like 920.
From like 800 BC?
Yeah. But like if you have one from like 2019, maybe keep that one so you can show the difference. But you don't need to keep every year. Like that's a little much.
There you go. Hang out with people who add to your life is number five.
What is it? Add people.
Hang out with people who add to your life. Make you better.
In the middle on that one.
You hang out with people who are positive and uplifting instead of Debbie Downers. Everybody knows who the Debbie Downers are, right?
Yeah.
Here's two questions. Do they make you feel better after you spend time with them? And do you feel more optimistic and positive about life after you do?
Yeah.
If you answer yes to those questions, then you've got yourself a good friend.
Yep, indeed.
Every time I talk to Paul, I answer yes to at least one of those.
Well, he laughs like that every time he's on the phone with him, so I think they're pretty good friends.
Yes, yes. Get a pet and take care of it.
Oh, agree, alert. Agree.
What kind of pet should people get?
A dog. I mean, a cat would work too, but I think a dog.
Why a dog?
Because they're so loving, and if you're bored in your house in quarantine, go for a walk. You know, get exercise with a dog too. They got a lot of benefits. They can snuggle you. Let's get a dog.
They pee in your house.
Unless they're trained, then they aren't.
They eat furniture.
No, they, not every. What are you talking about?
They pee on your grass in the backyard and leave burn spots.
Yogi didn't. Our dog.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, yeah, he did.
He left
they all
trail.
Do. All dogs do that when they're peeing on your yard.
Get a dog.
They leave, you know, big yellow gross patches in your backyard. Get a cat.
Get a cat.
Cats pee and poo in a box.
Yeah, well, it reeks and you gotta change. When you're a dog owner, you gotta fix the yard once a week.
Don't be that douche that goes down to the Humane Society and gets a dog and then after a month, like, I don't like it. It's too much work. I'll just bring it back to the Humane Society, I guess. I didn't realize I'd have to walk it and feed it, and it barks a lot, so now the neighbors are complaining. I guess I gotta bring it back. Don't be that guy or gal. Once you adopt a pet,
you're committed.
You're committed for the life of that pet.
Yep. Don't abandon it.
Do not abandon it. Take care of that pet.
Sad.
Also, if you adopt a pet, you're not a parent. You're not celebrating Christmas and you know, buying all the toys in the world. This is my only child now.
It's an animal.
I spent $200 in gifts. I bought it a sweater. And I bought it its own iPad. And I bought it a stocking hat.
Those are people who don't have any spouses.
I'm a pet parent.
They don't have any spouses.
No, they have a spouse, but they don't have actual kids. I'm not hating.
Can we just move on?
I'm not trying to make people feel bad. I'm glad you're a responsible pet owner and you spoil your pet. Stop chasing happiness with outside attachments. Oh, like don't go to the store and buy $200 worth of crap because you think it'll make you happy. And then you get home, and then after a week, you're bored of it. And then you're out $200.
I'm on the fence about that one. I don't know.
So if you went out and spent $100 on the ultimate phone case for your iPhone.
Oh, here we go.
So now, but always with you, after like a month, I'm being generous, with a month, you're tired of that phone case.
It depends on the case, okay? The one I'm wearing now, I've had for over 2 months, and I'm still wearing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what brand is it?
Walmart.
Who are you wearing? You're wearing Walmart?
I'm wearing, let's see. I don't know how to say that, but it's like just some rubber Walmart case. I like it a lot. I ripped it already.
It's working for you? Has it made your life better?
Sometimes. I mean, I go through them all the time because I can't just stay with one.
Right. Well,
I have an obsession, by the way.
8, be yourself.
Agree.
Be yourself by yourself and stay away from me.
What?
That's a lyric from a Pantera song. Because we're in a pandemic. Be yourself by yourself and stay away from me. I've noticed at the Walmart, I don't go to Walmart. I hate Walmart. Target, You go to the Target, it's like a cattle call. I mean, everybody's on top of each other, bumping into one another. You know, they're not practicing social distancing great at Target. What have you noticed out and about? Have you done a little shopping?
I've noticed that if you go in without a mask because you're going in to grab some Gatorade or something, and you're walking in with no gloves or no mask, you're getting looked up, down and up, down and up, down and up by these rich people with these, what are those, the KN95 masks?
The 3M mask.
Yeah, that. Which is even, there's masks that are that, and then there's ones that are better, and they're over there looking you up and down. You're like, I'm going to grab some Gatorade, you got to really look me up and down. So I've noticed there's more judgy people. And I've noticed there's a lot more people in the stores with the pandemic when they're not supposed to be.
That'd be the 3M N95 mask.
Yeah, that thing.
Where are they getting them?
I got mine from my grandma. I think they get them like before the pandemic.
You have a 3M N95 mask?
Yeah. My grandma was painting or something. So.
That's not an N95 mask. That's just a 3M
mask. Oh, is it a dust mask? Is it a dust mask?
No, yeah, a 3M.
Yes, then I got that, a dust mask.
Okay, yeah, a 3M N95 mask is for not catching.
When they redid their house, yeah.
No, a 3M N95, okay? Oh, that's a mask for not catching germs.
I know.
You have a dust mask for not catching paint dust.
Yeah.
Okay. So you think people look down on you for wearing a dust mask?
No, people look down on you for not wearing anything. They just slip in.
I slip in all the time, and I challenge somebody to fucking say something.
I mean, I read something that, or I heard something. If you wear a mask, that tells other people that you have the virus and that you're not trying to spread it. So they should really not be looking you up and down because you're basically telling them, hey, I don't got the virus, so watch out, bud. You do, obviously.
If I gave you $20, would you go into a Target and just start coughing your head off with no mask?
Yeah.
Up and down the aisles for 5 minutes?
God. My anxiety would shoot through the roof.
$20.
Like, security, this coronavirus.
I'd be a bad dad to ask you to do that. But would you do it for $20?
No.
I won't make you do it.
Not for 20. More.
What are we talking about? Like a hundo?
More.
Really?
I'm not going to risk my life in there. I could probably get a beat down. You, are you coming in your coffin, you dirtbag? Get out of here.
Step 9, start saving your money.
Yeah, I got an issue with that. I can't do that.
Well, you need to have a job first.
Okay, so I signed up for one, but the Rona decided to cancel that. So,
yeah, you got a job at Minnesota's favorite fun park, Valley Fair. Play some family memories, and they... What do you think the likelihood is that they're going to open your theme park that you want to
work at?
Well, I
mean, our stay-at-home orders expired, so I mean there's a little more of a chance now, but I don't think it's very high, but I think there's a chance there.
Have you had any correspondence from Valley Fair?
I don't know, should we check?
You can look while I talk about the next step. 10, what gets your juices flowing? What gets your juices
flowing?
For you it's bowling. For me, it was playing softball, but I guess maybe now it's golf or some kind of... Just get outside and walk. Get your juices flowing that way. Don't be a lazy lump and sit in your house and watch 10 straight episodes of Star Trek Picard like I did yesterday. But the reason why I did that is because it rained all day. So, you know. Picard got my mind going, like my mind's juices flowing. You follow me, Emma?
Yep.
Yeah. Find something you like. What else? 11, accept yourself and all of your emotions. Allow yourself to feel sad, happy, blah, blah, blah. We're going to start flying through these. 12, oh my God, that's so long. Do what you'll say you do. So follow through on what you're going to do. 13, experience all that life has to offer. If you're unhappy at your job, quit it. If you're unhappy in whatever relationship you're in and there's no way out to fix it, then get a new relationship or don't have one at all. Live your life. See what it has to offer. Right, Emma?
Right.
Okay. 14, look after your body. Eat right. Exercise. 15, this is turning your life around. Live in the present. Do not live in the past. That is great advice. People that are stuck in the past are typically really unhappy people. Agree? Disagree? Emma?
Agree.
Okay, are you even listening anymore?
I'm trying to find the Valley Fair emails here.
Oh, okay. Well, 16, cut the fat. Cut the fat? Like, don't watch 600 Pound Life anymore? Cut the fat?
That show.
Cut the fat out. Cut out of your life what isn't working for you that you know you don't need around, be it friends, be it a job, be it a bad habit that you've got. Cut out the fat of your life. 17, spend more time on your relationship trying to make it better with whomever, your kid, your spouse, your parents.
Grandma.
Grandma. 18, focus on doing the work. So focus on the other 17 steps I just told you about. Get those done.
Yep.
Okay, I think we're done, right? Yeah. Okay. Those are the 18 steps to getting your life under control.
Back on track.
Back on track.
I think they're pretty accurate, if you ask me.
Okay, Emma, it's time for a little tech talk before we get to the finale of the show, which is always the Billboard Top 10 that I suffer through with you.
Okay.
What are the hottest apps, Em? List them off.
All right. So we got Snapchat. I think that's forever going to be a big app till they find something else.
Why is that so big?
You communicate with so many people. I mean, I met my my boyfriend on there, so that's how I met him.
Boy, that's hyphen a friend.
No.
Well, we'll just stick with that.
No.
Your boy hyphen friend.
You know he's not a boy hyphen friend.
He's a boy and your friend. Boy, comma, friend.
Man, comma, annoying equals you. BitLife. That's a... All right, so BitLife. Some people don't understand this app, okay? I'm going to tell you real quick. BitLife is where you're basically living this life, I'd say, but you get to... Oh, God, it's so hard. Because it's kind of like Sims mobile version, but it's not Sims. So you're a baby and you press this button called age. And you press it and you age as the game goes on.
I got you.
All right. And you can do so many things. You can have kids. You can have dates. But it's like you can't see who you are. It's animated. It's so hard. So you just have to download it. It's really, really hard to describe. Because when I tell you, oh, you have to like live a life, you automatically think like Sims or like you see the people, but that's totally not what it is. But then we got
It sounds a lot like Sims. It sounds like they're ripping off the Sims.
But it's not. It's... Okay, whatever. What else?
TikTok.
Oh, TikTok. TikTok, TikTok.
Why is that such a big deal?
Because no one's got anything else better to do. And Snapchat and Instagram are so old. And TikTok used to be an app called Musical.ly, and then someone bought it and called it TikTok, and now it's this huge thing.
What's so great about it? You're making your own little music video?
Kind of. I mean, I can't go out anymore because you put this restriction on my phone, so I can't go out anymore. I got other ways, though, but I'm not on it. But it's just...
I see the videos on like Facebook or Twitter. You know, that's what us old people... We're on those two. Those are ours. And Facebook. I'll see some TikTok videos, and it looks fun.
It can be.
It's just making a little video to music, right?
Yeah. Or you can make a video, just like a video in your camera roll and post it on this thing. But it's a video app, yeah.
Have you ever made one?
Yeah, are you kidding me? I had Musical.ly and TikTok. Yes, I've made plenty.
What about Insta?
I have Insta.
How often are you on Insta?
I'd say not as often as Snapchat, but I'm definitely on it.
On Snapchat, can you look at a news feed like you would on Facebook?
Kinda. They're called stories.
Oh.
And you like click their little, it's like a little circle and it has their name and it's like whatever they post on their story. So whatever's going on in their life, whatever they want everyone to know, you can see.
Oh.
But let me see here. There's also this thing called subscriptions and For You. For You is you just scroll down and there's just all this news stuff about what's going on in the world. And
so you're not forever looking at just your friends' posts.
No,
you're looking at stuff around the world.
Yeah.
They have that on Twitter. It's called trending.
Yeah. And TikTok has a For You, and Instagram has an Explore page.
Is there room for me on Snap?
I tried getting you Snap. I made it when we were sitting in Carboni's one day. And then the other day, I tried Snapchatting you like a year ago, and it just unadded me. It just deleted your account.
Oh, my Snap got snapped out of existence.
You deleted the app, so it deleted your account.
Dang.
I think your girlfriend has it, so maybe you could have it too.
Victoria?
Victoria has it.
Yeah. Should I be on TikTok?
No. Please don't go on TikTok.
Why not? Why can't I be on TikTok?
Because there's a limit for kids, you know? They say, oh, there's no age limit, but there's an age limit. You can't have 40-year-olds dancing to TikTok songs. It's just not right.
Okay. Now, you had a game to review. Now, this is a game you've been playing off and on for a long time, and you were over to the Funhouse here with a couple of friends, and it got brought up to download Roblox.
Yeah.
And somebody else, one of your peers that's also 14, said that that is for 2-year-old babies who piss their pants.
He's also extreme, I'd say.
What is Roblox? It's a website, right?
It's a website full of mini games, and you have an account, and you can just play mini games as your account.
So it's just a zillion mini games.
Yeah, the whole website's called Roblox.
Okay.
That's about it. And then there's things called Robux, where you have to put your real money into a website so you can buy things for an avatar, which nobody would do that. Like,
there's a lot of people in Korea that would do that.
My friend Macy, she does that. She spends like $400 on Robux. I'm like, why? Like, it's a game. Whatever. But yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think about parents out there that listen to the program who are probably either drunk or stoned right now, and they're looking for something for their kids. What's the age range for Roblox?
There's a lot of youngies on there.
What do you consider a youngie?
Eight years old.
So,
and then there's a lot of pervs on there, I'm guessing, that act as teenage kids because you don't know who's behind the screen. So I mean,
pedophiles.
Yeah.
Okay, you're done with Roblox.
Don't play it. I don't know if I'd recommend it at like 10. I started playing in fifth grade, and that's all I did. Like, I was obsessed. Kind of took over my life the rest of the year, but, you know, I veered off it for a little bit, but my friend didn't.
So, safe for kids 10 and above.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Any other game you want to recommend for parents to get for their kids?
GTA 5.
Grand Theft Auto 5. No.
Yes.
No. I know I let you play it. You're 14 now. You've beat GTA 5. Are you looking forward to GTA 6? I mean, is that on the horizon? Have you seen anything?
I don't know. But I remember we had like GTA, I don't even know what it was. It was like an old one. And we were sitting at our old house, and I was playing it, and you came home and you were so mad because I was playing GTA. So you took the disc and you broke it over your knee, and yeah. I was heartbroken.
Yeah, you were like 11.
All I did was drive the cars. Come on.
A lot. Yeah, okay, sure.
I did.
A lot changes between the ages of 11 and 14. So, and you're dang near, you're closing in on 15. So, it's whatever. Are you, any more games you want to recommend?
No.
Okay. Best system, PlayStation 4 or Xbox One?
I don't know. I have
no opinion.
I play Xbox, but I've never played PlayStation, so I don't know.
Same thing. Yeah. Should we get to the Billboard?
I think we should before we run out of time.
The Billboard Top 10 for this week of May
18th
through the 23rd, 2020.
22nd.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Let it go. Coming in at number 10, it's Post Malone with Circles.
Circles.
Dua Lipa back up there at 9. Don't Start Now. DaBaby, Rockstar featuring Roddy Ricch.
DaBaby. The Box.
Drake, Pain, 1993. That's the year I graduated from high school.
Right.
Coming in at number 6, Drake with the Tusa Slide. 5.
Classic. This is on TikTok.
Megan Thee Stallion, Savage feature. These names are too long. Number 4, The Weeknd. I like him. The Blinding Lights. 6'9" with Gooba coming
six
in at 3.
6'9"'s in jail.
Yeah. Yeah. Number 2, Doja Cat. Say No. Say So featuring Nicki Minaj. And number 1, Aranda Grande and Justin Bieber.
Aranda?
I don't know who that is. Stuck with you.
Aranda? You mean Ariana?
Ariana Grande.
Aranda.
Would you say Ryan Seacrest's job is safe doing the top 40 in LA? That I'm not going to be able to take that job from him anytime soon? Or
I think he's pretty safe.
I thought I did a good job with it.
You did great.
I can't. You know how many artists there are in each song? And I'm trying to rip them out before we get into the next song.
Yeah.
And then you're in the background. I like that. That's my jam. That's how I'm done. And you're like singing. It's not easy.
Yeah. I am singing because it's a good song.
It's not easy. Should we get to What Did I Learn and finish the show?
I think
we'll do
we should.
Quick one.
I'm about to fall asleep here.
You're about to fall asleep. That ain't right.
I've been doing school all day.
What did I learn? What do I learn? What did I learn? Brought to you by your good pal, Paul Lambie, over where, Emma?
Carpenter Realty.
That's right. If you're looking for a house, go find Paul Lambie over at Carpenter Realty. Also, Evolve Entertainment. What did I learn? I learned that not to touch the phone when I'm... I've learned that homeschool kids aren't the weird kids anymore, right?
Right.
Homeschool kids are every kid. Every kid is at home with themselves all day, or they're just their siblings. Every kid is getting taught by their parents. Mm-hmm. Every kid may end up smelling like soup if mom's got a big pot on for the day.
All right, next, what'd you learn? You learned never to go on TikTok.
I learned that I'm more than likely too old for TikTok, unfortunately. And it's music videos for just the Generation Z. Generation X, you're out. I've learned that there are 18 ways to put your life together. Did you agree with all of them, Emma?
Yeah, I'd say.
And that BitLife is a fun new game for the kids to play. I learned about that. I more than likely am not going to try out BitLife.
Come on, it's fun.
I'm not going to go
on Roblox.
He's
just
going to
sit in his chair and play poker with all his friends.
Yes. Go to the download the Poker 2 app and play some online poker with friends. I've been doing that. Get some friends together. Organize your own room on the Poker 2 app. That's a free plug for them. And play some online poker. That's a game I like playing, but I'm 45 years old. What do you expect?
All right, next.
Jeez. If you got some extra time, you're going to be watching 600 Pound Life.
No! God, no.
That is still my pick for my favorite show during the pandemic. Or you know what else is good? Star Trek Picard.
No.
I got through that on the CBS All Access app, and I enjoyed it. 10 episodes.
Yeah.
Emma, what are you watching? Plug something.
I'm watching Shameless, but we're not going to talk about that. So I actually finished Shameless, so now I'm on to whatever's there for me. I've watched so many shows. So, yep.
That's your favorite show right now, Shameless still?
Or 13 Reasons Why. They're both very nice.
That show's so depressing. That's a kid that offs herself, right?
Okay, but you watched, like, what, 3 episodes? There's 3 seasons that are so good.
I watched the whole first season of it, and I was ready to... All
right, watch second and third.
Make some cassette tapes myself.
Okay, Hannah Baker. I'll take some pictures of you
so
in your
depressing.
Window.
So depressing. All right, we're done. Say goodbye, Emma.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If you want to donate to the show, you can go on Ko-fi.com/wisecracken. You can buy me a cup of coffee. It's Ko-fi. It's in the show notes. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, kids.
Adios.